Today's show is brought to you by Tee It Up for the Troops. Divots can be replaced, freedom cannot.
Portions of this program may not be suitable for those under the age of 18. Parental guidance is suggested.
Organizations out there.
Not like the Ace Train Show.
I don't care if he sounds crazy and has a brain injury. He is funny as.
I'm former President Barack Obama. You're listening to the Ace Train Show.
We're definitely in support of those that serve.
The Ace Train Show.
Thank you to all the vets out there and all the hardworking heroes that really support our country and give us a free world to live in.
I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
You're listening to the H-Train Show.
The H-Train Show.
The H-Train Show.
Live from the Rowhead Station Studios here in colorful Colorado. It's another episode of the H-Train Show with the Goose.
Hi, everyone.
Our only mission is to show our men and women in uniform all over the world of their armor programs beyond the VA. My name's H-Train.
Are we clear?
And I'm the Goose. How's it going, everybody? Thanks so much for riding on the crazy train with us today. Now, before we get started, if you didn't know already, there's many ways that you can tune in to the H-Train Show, as well as all the MBR shows that we offer. We've got a few newbies on the team that are up and coming, if you will. What are the three ways? MBRadio.us is one of them.
Cha-ching.
Yes, cha-ching. I think I have a cha-ching in here somewhere.
Probably.
Where is it? There we go.
There we go.
We also have IRNBroadcast.com. And we also have an MBR app. Isn't that amazing? We've come into the 21st century. Whoops. That's not the one I meant. This was the one. There we go. So download that thing. It's free to download the MBR app. So listen to us anytime, anywhere. And we also rerun our episodes on those outlets as well. Fridays, we are same time, same place here on MBR. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Sundays, we rerun at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IRNBroadcast.com. So if you happen to miss Monday's live show, that's happening right now, by the way, then there's always an opportunity to tune in. Yes. And of course, as I said, we are in the 21st century. So we have a Facebook page, a Twitter page, and an Instagram page. So get on there, look up H-Train Show. We're all over the internet.
Yes, we are.
So, yeah, we're hip. All right. And for those of you that are not so hip, we have a text line as well. 720-619-0627. Text right along with our live show today or pretty much whenever you want. Just text away. Put that in your speed dial or your contacts list or whatever. Whatever you have there with you as of this moment. We have an interview of the week today. We talked with Bill Emmel. He is the president? I don't have it written down.
Uh-oh.
He's a guy with 22 Veterans Foundation. I'm pretty sure he's up there in ranks.
We'll just say he's the president.
At least a co-founder.
I don't have that paperwork in front of me.
Excuse me. We also have a discussion today. If the dogs would shut up in the background, I'll tell you exactly what it's about. The we're discussing common sense living.
Yes.
Observations. And observations. Common sense is one of those things that we all feel is kind of lacking these days. And we're going to kind of bring up a couple of scenarios that may help you live a happier life. Who knows?
Or, you know, for those veterans that want to, you know, like myself, want to do the old bitch session.
What?
Tune in.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be letting loose on all kinds of cylinders. And later on in the show, we have our tribute to troops. Today, we are honoring Senator John McCain who passed away over the weekend, lost his battle to brain cancer. And he lived a long life. The man was 91.
Yes.
Or something like that. So a true American in every way. We will be honoring him later on, as I said. And of course, at the end of the show, we have our two-minute warning, where we will preview what we're doing next week. Ta-ta-ta-ta! Soon there won't be a next week. We only have a couple of shows left until we take our vacation. Oh my God. And what else happens during the two-minute warning? I can't read. We preview next week and we share what we learned today. That was the second part. So I had too much coffee. I'm just, my eyes are reading faster than my brain can comprehend everything. Oh dear.
It's okay.
It's going to be that kind of day. So, what did you do over the weekend? Anything exciting?
Oh, I have a list.
He's slapping things. It's a big... there's a list?
There's a list.
This could be good, you guys. Yes. He's got a list. Well, all right. Well, what is it?
Quit worrying.
Let me go ahead and reemphasize that this is the summer of motorcycles, poker runs, everything. We have the Daniel Tapp Support a Warrior poker run that's going to be September 8th. It starts at Dirty Dogs Roadhouse here in Colorado, Golden, to be precise. And it's good times. You know, one thing that you'll always get at a poker run, Goose, is you'll always be helping a nonprofit or a good fundraiser.
Why is it called a poker run?
Okay, so with a poker run, they give you this card, and you go around to these stops.
Okay.
And they pull a card for you.
Oh, and whoever has the
best
hand
card
at the end of the ride
wins.
Well, there you go.
Sometimes you'll win a
cool.
Sometimes you'll win a phone. Sometimes you'll win
phone?
Money. Sometimes you'll win a TV. It just depends on what the grand prize is.
Oh my God! Well, that's really cool.
Yeah. So we've got that going on. Brotherhood of Veterans is doing that. Next week we'll keep on reiterating about the ride, of course.
Sounds like fun. I wish I had a bike.
Well, that's just it. You don't have to have a bike. You can come in your vehicle. You can come in the car. You can come
in the truck. Fit right in. I have a hatchback, so it's almost like a bike.
Yeah.
My little four-cylinder lady.
It does it. I've been on the route like two or three times now, and it's a pretty good route.
That's cool.
This weekend.
Yes.
I went and I did a remote for three weddings. And
alrighty.
I'm not going to get into it too much, but I will say this. When NBR does free wedding remotes, DJing.
Yeah.
You don't ask for money, but it's always nice to receive a little.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys know this, okay? But I actually work for a company. It's a DJing company. We do weddings. We do trivia all over Colorado. We do bingo. We do all this stuff. But one of our big things is weddings. And we charge upwards of $1,500 for that kind of thing, okay? And MBR is offering it for free.
Right.
Which is, I mean, pretty great.
Yeah.
You know, and I saw your post the other day. You looked spiffy and ready to go. And, I mean, you weren't all, you know, in your cargo pants and a dirty t-shirt. Like, you were really taking it seriously.
Right.
Like, you really wanted to honor the love that these people were trying to celebrate. And I just, when you told me that they wanted money, I was kind of upset.
Yeah, so on my third wedding,
I thought you only did the one.
No, oh I did goodness. Three weddings, and on the third wedding, I didn't know them, but on the third wedding, they invoiced me for the dinner that I ate.
Oh, That just blew my mind.
I know.
Because I just went and DJed a wedding.
I couldn't believe that.
And I got free dinner.
Well, you know,
and they paid me.
When you deliver a pizza, you never know if the person's going to tip you.
Okay? Yeah, it's up in the
air. But usually, like, after the third or fourth house, you know, somebody will give you, you know, like $20.
Yeah. Kinda, hopefully you get something. Poor delivery drivers.
Out of the three weddings, MBR didn't get, like, anything. That's what I thought was...
I wouldn't expect tips anyway, but I definitely wouldn't expect an invoice for my meal. I mean, that alone is kind of like, dude, like...
I object!
I know, right? I couldn't believe that. So I don't know, I don't know how long this MBR...
right now I'm kind of at a loss with everyone right now, you guys. That's taking advantage. I feel like we should have saved that for the common sense talk, but
we are.
I have a list. Yes, you had a very eventful weekend.
Yes.
What else?
So I went to a concert I covered for Vet Ticks.
Yeah.
Had a great time.
Which concert was it?
It was with Sam Smith.
Oh, cool!
Yes.
That would be cool.
Me and Heidi, Heidi went.
Mm-hmm.
We came out, and there was a piece of paper stuck in my seat. Yeah. This time I wasn't stuck under the wheel,
if you remember
the scooter. I got a parking ticket for parking in the handicap.
But you're handicapped. Well, wait. Did you have your thingy out?
Yes.
Sticker thing?
Yeah.
Well, what? Was it some idiot volunteer that can't read?
I don't know.
Oh, Denver. I'm disappointed. You know, I just have something to say about law enforcement around here. And I'm not trying to push people's buttons or say someone's not doing their job or anything. But let's just say I speed a lot. Knock on wood. I have yet to be pulled over here in Colorado. I got pulled over all the time back in Illinois.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because they're a little more, you know...
lenient here?
Thank you. Lenient was the word I was looking for. As far as speeding goes anyway. Because, you know, here in the city, like... Unless you're going 80 through downtown, like, they're not really going to do anything, it seems like.
Right.
But, like, I mean, I've gone, like, 90 down the highway. I mean, like, nobody says a word. And, like, I'm not one of those crazy people that weaves in and out of traffic. Like, I am in the leftmost lane going fast.
So the police here in Denver, I've noticed, they are out... 5 days out of the month. They are out the 28th, the 29th, 30th.
Uh-huh.
And there's a 31st, 1st.
Which there is this month.
And 2nd.
What's so special about the, like, that little...
Because that's when everybody gets paid.
Oh. They get paid monthly? Not, like, every Friday? Like...
Most people with very, very, very good jobs, the ones that they're targeting...
Oh.
That's...
Oh, I see. So they're not even after me.
No, they're more after,
excuse
like...
Excuse me, I've been fighting off this cold all week.
They're more after, like, convertible, red...
Oh, so
Porsches.
My banged-up Chevy, they're not even interested in... Excellent news.
Well, if you make it a point...
Well, like, my car runs well. Like, it doesn't spit nasty smoke out the back or anything.
Yeah, but it depends on where you drive,
I am a good driver.
It depends
on where
you drive.
I drive all over the place. I drive up here on the, you know, the flat side of the state. I drive out to the mountains sometimes. I go up to Arvada to see my new person that I'm seeing.
Have you ever seen a police officer doing a speed check?
No.
Okay.
Except in my old neighborhood, there were like 5 or 6 of them that would sit like and have coffee and donuts every morning, like right by my. I could swear one of them had like one of those laser things, but I'm pretty sure they were just having a morning like every I'm serious. Like, no, every morning.
No, I'm serious. I know you're serious.
There was this little place by my old apartment where they would congregate and have their donuts and coffee. And I'm not exaggerating. They would have donuts and coffee. And it would oftentimes be Winchell's or Dunkin' Donuts. I recognize the boxes. I am a donut connoisseur.
I'm warning you.
Well, hey everyone. So it's that time for us to head on to the music break.
Yeah, I have to go get a bear claw.
If you have a story that you would like to share, or you have a comment about what we just talked about, feel free to text us on our text line, and we'll get to it after the interview. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the H Train Show with the Goose right here on NBR and IRN. Up next, after the music break, Bill Warrior, 22 Warrior Foundation. So don't go nowhere. Yeah.
Am I going crazy? Yeah, I think you made me.
shepherd boy and made him a king. So I'm gonna trust you and give you everything. I'll be a conqueror, 'cause you fight for me. I'll be a champion, claiming your victory. So give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart like David, Lord, be my defense. So I can face my giants with confidence. I'm gonna sing and shout and shake the wall. Until I see them fall, gonna stand up, step out when you call. Jesus, Jesus, I'm gonna sing and shout and shake the wall. Won't stop until I see them fall. Gonna stand up, step out when you call. Jesus, give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness. Giants with confidence.
My name is Melody Pittman, Director of Operation Spirit, and you're listening to the H Train Show.
All right, everybody, we are back. You're listening to the H Train Show with the Goose right here on MBR and IRN.
Is that where we are? I'm just kidding. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. So it's interview time.
Yes.
We've got a really cool dude on the line. He's the founder and executive director of the 22 Warriors Foundation, Bill. Should I say it like a game show host? Bill Emmo! Woo! Do we have like a dinger somewhere? I don't have my buttons all set up, darn it. Oh, well. Bill, how are you today?
I'm doing good.
Fantastic. So give us the rundown on the, you know, the basic idea behind your foundation.
Well, the basic idea is we focus on taking action to help eliminate veteran and first responder suicides. We also include family members, and it could be anything basically from when I first was told I could get a service dog. You know, they didn't know where I could get one or how I could pay for it. To now we help with emergency financial assistance, referrals, working on people with their VA, claims, stuff like that. Anything that might send a person down the road of thinking they're helpless, we try to help them out and get them in the right, you know, frame of mind.
That's excellent. Awesome. I like it. Yep. So what are the programs that you have? You said something about helping people get, you know, service or emotional support animals. Do you guys do, you know, anything like community-wise, like fundraisers or some events that people can get involved with?
We do kind of a wide range because we're funded all by public donations. We the only grant we've had since we started was USAA paid for our office for the last couple of years, but that grant ended. But when we first started, it was to do grants for service dogs. We team up with Michael's Angel Paws out of Las Vegas. Stephanie has a list of veterans, and then we raise money between us and the Order of the Purple Heart. We just select veterans off the list you know, in order, and then we pay for the grants for their dogs to be trained along with the service members. So it's both the dog and the human. And then as time went on, we expanded the help. And it's kind of a gray area for, like, where the VA gives assistance, or someone might get assistance from, you know, something public like Social Security or welfare. A lot of time we'll get contacted for very small amounts that they don't cover. And then we do VA claims at the office, well, assistance with them, you know, kind of educate people on the process. Like, I'm a Nevada Veterans Advocate, and they have the service officers. We kind of help the people know how the claim system works. And then as they do their claims, they turn it over to our service officer, and then he finalizes it, and then it's sent up. We'll give referrals to different organizations that we partner with. We do a lot of our fundraising. Fundraisers we'll do are more like community-based. You know, we might go to an event and we'll have something like a table at the event. We might do some kind of game. A lot of times it's just informational. We need to, like, when the veteran actually approaches us, or the first responder, our family member approaches us, we kind of talk to them and see, you know, what's going on, and we kind of help guide them in the right direction. A lot of times it's not with us. Sometimes it's partly with us and it's with somebody else. It just really depends on their situation.
All right. Awesome. And you might have said, and I might have missed it, but is there, like, do you guys have classifications? Like, can any veteran do it, or does it have to be a percentage with the VA, or?
No, we've helped veterans every, you know, all the way from, you know, people that have ratings with the VA to veterans that actually, you know, were kicked out with bad paper. A lot of times we find out that, you know, you get veterans that were kicked out, and a lot of it had to do with, you know, like PTSD or something like that, and from when they're overseas, and they come home and they tend to get in trouble. They might get, you know, turned to drugs or alcohol, which leads to this disciplinary action. And they did pass a law, just like they did in 2014, that if a service member can show that the reason why they were kicked out had to do with PTSD or something service related from combat, that, you know, they can get their benefits back. So a lot of times when we get a hold of someone that contacts us and they said, hey, you know, I'm having this issue, but I was kicked out, where a lot of organizations won't talk to them, we will. And then there's organizations like the Vet Center, and they're nationwide. They'll deal with any combat veteran, whether they have good paper or bad paper.
Okay. So. All right.
So is there any particular experience maybe recently that has really, you know, brought the mission of the project here, the foundation, has it really kind of brought it home for you? Is there a particular experience that you've witnessed that, you know, really impacted you as far as what you're trying to do with this?
Well, no, it's kind of part of gets difficult for me, but with me personally, I had it a few times where I was thinking about doing something, you know, and I have kids, I've been here a few times, and because of those situations, you know, whether it was when I was in Iraq and I was about to, you know, to do something, and pull trigger with a knock on my door by my soldiers wanting to go play basketball. You know, another time it was a, you know, phone call from a friend, a message from a friend. And when I retired, and, you know, I really couldn't, I just wasn't into the business consultant thing I was doing. And one of my friends had said, you know, I always thought you'd be doing something with veterans. because that's the only time he's shown any passion. And what he was talking about is I was always trying to raise money in one of my business groups for my friend's service dog organization, and down south in Georgia. And I sat there and I looked at my wife and I said, no, he's right. And so me, my wife, Carrie, and my nephew sat down and we just said, okay, what do we want to do? And I knew what I wanted to focus on, just didn't know what to call the organization and what specifically start on at the beginning. But we started Twin Warriors and officially in February 2016, got our 501c3 designation in June, officially, of 2016. And then was mainly focused on getting service dogs for veterans. And then we just started expanding to, like, referring them to other organizations or partnering up with other organizations. And then, unfortunately, in October that year, my wife took her life. And,
we're here.
I'm processing what I just was listening to. So that's that's big time stuff.
That's when we expanded to family members. When that happened, a lot of family members, like mothers and wives, reached out and said, "Hey, it's not just you guys when you come home. We're dealing with it too." And when as I looked into it more, it wasn't just the soldiers or Marines or sailors, airmen that were committing suicide. It was also their family members. And so we expanded there. And then, I shut down for a while. Luckily I had a couple of people in the organization that kind of kept it going. And then when I kind of reemerged, we expanded rather quickly. And that's when I asked you if you're calling about WFP Foundation, because in October of last year, we actually switched over to where WFP Foundation, or Warrior Suicide Prevention Foundation, is now the 501c3, and 22 Warriors is Nevada specific. But we also expanded to first responders. And that a lot of that had to do with the October first shooting here in Las Vegas. My friends that are first responders, and I had some friends that were there. A good friend of mine from when I was in Special Forces, Tony Burdai, just lost his wife of 30 years, Denise, during the shooting. Got us to expand a little bit. But ironically, that was, watching how he responded to it. And even now, he's always talking, all the positive things about his life with his wife. It actually enabled me to get back up and start speaking in federal organizations. Matter of fact, that Friday when one of the National Guard first sergeants, who also was a Metro police officer in Las Vegas, he was killed as well. Wow. I was able to speak in front of his unit and some of his Metro police family. And it was the first time I was actually able to make it feel like a whole situation where I could actually talk a whole speech without having to stop and have someone else take over. So, but I mean, that's probably it, wanting to be that, not call or text, for someone that's in a bad situation. And, on Facebook, I have a little group, Daily Buddy Sick Check. It's a secret group. I have about 350 people. If I'm paying attention, I'll send like a funny meme or something like that just to check up on people. And then I also attend every Friday. I go to another organization's events called Merging Vets and Players, MVP, and that's where I go to kind of help myself, because what I was noticing was I was focusing so much on the organization, I wasn't focusing on me, and every time I do that, then I would shut down, and then I wasn't really helping anybody because I wasn't helping myself, which actually being able to see that has helped me help other people. that make sense?
It does. So you mentioned you have a private Facebook group for chit-chatting. Is that what you were saying?
Yes.
What is that called again?
It's a 22 Warriors Daily Buddy Six Check.
And you guys have a Checking Facebook page, six. Too?
I a lot of times I'll do it. I actually looked at it today, and I hadn't done it in a while because I decided to do another degree in psychology just so I can understand a lot of the stuff that I'm going through and other people are going through, not just run a foundation, actually understand, you know.
Right.
Why I think the way I do, why my fellow vets and, you know, first responders and people that have been through traumatic things, have why they think the way they do and why some people react certain ways. So, but I will put it on, like, the 22 Warriors Facebook page and on my personal page. It won't, it'll be the basic same post, but it'll be a little bit different depending on which page I put it on. It's been a little bit since I've done that. Someone mentioned to me the other day, and I said, I'll look at it in the morning. And I looked at it this morning, and they were right. I hadn't done it in a while. It's more one of those things because I've always found from experience that, you know, when you're thinking about someone that, hey, maybe I should check up on so-and-so, you probably should check up on that person because there's been more than a couple times, especially since I've been out, that I said that, and then we lost that person. So, you know, that's, I think, one of the biggest issues a lot of us have is a lot of us have lost more people since we've been back than we did when we were there.
Right.
And not from natural causes. I mean, we all know, you know, death and taxes are, you know, two guarantees, but not when we're doing it to ourselves.
Right. It shouldn't be, you know, it shouldn't be that way at all for anybody. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really appreciate what you guys are doing because, I mean, I know H-Train can speak to this more than me, but, yeah, exactly what you were saying. Like, it feels like a lot of, you know, when we lose people happens here at home when, you know, deployment's over, which is kind of backwards. You know, we want to, if they make it back, we want to keep them here, right, for as long as we can. And,
yeah.
You know, organizations like yours really, really help with that. You know, just having that, you know, shoulder to cry on or phone number to call. And the fact that you even think to check in on people, you know, either through your Facebook page or, you know, maybe you know them personally and you actually physically call them. I mean, that's really cool. And I really love that you're going for this degree in psychology so that you can further, you know, dive into how you can help. I really love that.
Yeah, I have a degree in, you know, my bachelor's in IT and then my master's in organizational leadership. And those are good degrees to have if I'm actually comfortable being in large groups of people. But, you know, that's one thing I'm working on is, you know, when I came back, I had, you know, I'm not as sociable as I used to be. You know, I have my things that trigger me, my anger issues that I have, you know, I have. My service dog Ranger is a big German Shepherd, and he tends to see when I start getting agitated and upset, and he'll tend to push me away, and that's more so that if I, you know, lose my temper, I'm not going to grab anyone.
Yeah.
That's also why I do jiu-jitsu, because, you know, I found when I was in that doing army, you know, I was a combative instructor in the army and doing jiu-jitsu helped me get the aggression out. So even if I was angry at the beginning, I was usually too tired at the end to be angry. So.
Yeah. Well, maybe I should take jiu-jitsu.
It's incredibly therapeutic.
I'll look into it. So, Let's do the time to shine.
Yes, it is that time. It is the time to shine. And once the soundbite, once it stops, we'll explain to you what the time to shine is. So, Goose, mm-hmm. It's time to shine.
This is your time to shine, baby. It's your time to shine.
Bill, maybe we didn't ask you the right question to set you up for the right answer, and there's something that you would like to add so that our listeners, our veterans all over the world, can, you know, relate. Maybe there's something that you would like to add to this interview that you didn't get to say. This is your 2-minute platform to say whatever you would like to say.
Okay. Well, one of the main things that I like to always say that, you know, if you're a veteran and you want to, you know, help veterans with, you know, whether it be elimination, you know, suicide prevention or jobs or something like that, don't always need to reinvent the wheel. You know, seek out a local nonprofit that's already established, or, you know, if you're an organization that is already established, don't be afraid to, you know, look to your left or right and partner up and collaborate with other organizations, because it's not a competition. You know, we're not in competition with each other. We should be working with each other. One of the biggest issues I see, even in with the suicide prevention, you know, community, that, you know, other organizations look at each other as competition, and that's just ridiculous. You know, not one organization does what will identify with everybody. I go to Emerging Vets and Players, MVP. I go there because I identify with it. You know, the workouts and everything, and the fireside chat after works, you know, and then the martial arts program I'm starting is an individual thing. It's not a group thing. You know, and then there's like Horses for Heroes, and then there's spirit therapies with equine therapy, and then there's Forgotten Not Gone. You know, this is all in Nevada, but, you know, there's organizations like it, and they ride recumbent bikes. You know, you might talk to someone and hoping you can help them, but you might realize that, hey, that we don't really have the right type of program for them. Don't try to fit a circle into a square. You know, guide them to the right type of people that would help them. And that's one of the things I want people to focus on is, you know, don't be afraid to reach out to grab hold of someone that's in pain or needs some help or, you know, a little assistance, but also don't be afraid to reach out yourself to get it, whether you're in the, you know, the community or not. And then also don't be afraid to guide them to the right place. You might not always be the right place. And that's one of the biggest things. I mean, if you look at Warrior Suicide Prevention Foundation, it's 6 different organizations under one. And wow, they all have their own EIN except for the DBAs. And the whole idea is about partnership and collaboration. And that's one thing I hope people focus on, whether it's in Texas or in Nevada or California or, you know, Connecticut. You know, use your local resources, but don't be afraid to reach out. That's probably the main thing I wanted to say.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Bill, thank you so much for coming on the show with us. We really appreciate it. Once again, everybody, we just, if you missed it, you can catch the podcast, but we just talked to Bill Immel. He is U.S. Army retired founder and executive director of 22 Warriors Foundation. All right, everyone. So that was a really good interview. We really appreciate the time that you gave up to be able to speak with us. I was telling Goose.
Speaking Z Charity?
I was telling Goose that that interview is just kind of hard to follow because wherever we were talking to him, there was a lot of scratching.
There was a little bit. Well, that'll happen when, we recorded an interview earlier today where he was saying that he lives like way out in the country.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people have spotty signal in the country. I know I wouldn't have even been able to call in. So kudos to these two guys.
Right.
For actually getting a connection out there.
Right.
So,
well, there's a will. Yes. There's a way.
We made it work in the grand scheme.
Yes. Yes, we did.
Of things.
But guess what time it is?
Time for more Muthic.
It's going to go. Say that again.
Time for more Muthic.
Muthic.
It's time for more Muthic.
We're going to go on a music break, and when we come back, it is what you guys
Yes.
I'm like,
we put up a poll every week.
Yes.
As to what you want us to chit-chat about.
Yes.
And coming up next, common sense
observations. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the H Train Show with the Goose right here on IRN, IRN, and NBR.
magic in my eyes and I can't stop it burning down. On the edge of tonight, cause tomorrow will be only the world. All my scars I've gotta show. There's a fire in my heart and I can't stop it burning down. On the edge of tonight, cause tomorrow will be only the world. Won't you know, like pure white gold, I'll give you
My name is Mike Foss. I'm the president of the Warrior Bonfire Program, and you're listening to the H Train Show.
Her phones.
All right, everybody, we are
back.
Live. We are back.
And live.
And live.
Everything's happening right now. So we're live on the radio and on the Facebook.
Yes.
So hop on the Facebook, like the H-Train page, and follow along in our discussion
Goose,
today.
Today we're going to take seventh joiner. Not seventh caller. Seventh joiner. So
oh, that's backwards. Seven. Seven? I can't tell. I don't know what's going on.
I swear to God, we're not drunk.
All right. Join into our live video on Facebook. If you're the seventh person to join the live chatting, whatever, say something, anything. I don't care. You win a red t-shirt.
Yes. Yes.
So, Chad, you're number one. Sorry.
Yeah.
You did not win.
Chad, don't worry, man. I got you. I got you, Chad. Don't worry.
All right.
I got you.
So.
Chad's like me. We're
aw,
the,
darn.
We're the gimps.
Look what he said.
Well, shit.
That's all right.
Can we say shit on the air?
I don't think so. Just, I'm pretty sure that's one of the bleepity words.
Oh, I hope Facebook doesn't mute us.
Well, bleepity.
Well, guess what time it is, Goose?
It's time to discuss things.
All right, here we go. Hit it, people. My name's H Train.
And I'm the Goose. Hi, everyone.
It's a very serious discussion.
I totally lost my train of thought.
But real quick, I wanted to...
what?
I lost my train of thought. Pick a little talk, a little, pick a little talk, a little, cheep, 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 talk a lot, pick a little more, pick a little talk, a little, pick a little talk, a little, cheep, 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 cheep. All right.
That's a genius bumper. Whoever came up with that is a freaking genius.
I mean, she just...
I would be best friends with her.
Like a bad rash.
I made it. Okay, so discuss things. Common sense.
I'll let you go first because I have a list.
I have a small list myself. My paper's bigger.
That's what my ex said.
Oh.
Wah, wah.
We'll just call her persona non grata.
For that.
Oh, I do? Where is it? Oh, here it is. All right. So, first things first. This happens to me a lot, not only because I work retail, but I am also a retail consumer, believe it or not. So this happens a lot, more so at grocery stores or Walmart, it seems like. They have like 30 lines, but only 3 of them are open, and people get impatient and all this stuff. And what bugs me is, as I said, I worked retail for 12 years, finally got out of it, and then got
Amen.
Fired, and now I'm back in retail.
Amen.
Yes. So let me just say a little thing for the common sense folks, okay? So sometimes a little delay happens in the checkout process, whether somebody's old school and is using a check, or maybe a credit card doesn't go through, or somebody's paying in nickels and dimes.
Or coupons.
Whatever it is. Can I just say, it's not the worker's fault, you guys. Like, everybody gets mad at the cashier or the person making your sandwich. It's not our fault. Like, it's just things get busy, things pop up. Computers crash. I mean, you know, don't yell at the poor worker. I mean, they're doing their best to keep a smile on their face while you're treating them like poop. There. I said it.
And that's what she said.
So that's all I'm saying. Like, as far as the common sense thing goes, you know, what I'm trying to hit on here is they're not... The cashier person or whoever's helping you out is not trying to make your day longer. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not, they didn't hear that you were in a hurry and decided to, you know, mess things up for you. Like, they're just, they're trying to get through their day just like everybody else. So.
Chad says, don't forget the EPD cards.
Is that food stamps?
Food
Chad?
Stamps.
Yeah. So those can take a little bit extra to go through sometimes, too. So just... Everybody be patient. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, be patient. Don't get upset with a person with 30 items going into the 15 or less checkout.
And, or like, people get mad when there's no self-checkouts available. Like, get over yourselves. That's all I'm saying. Like, if you're in a hurry, don't go to the store. It's that simple.
Shop Amazon.
There you go. Shop ahead of time.
That's what I do.
Have it delivered the next day for a small fee. Or if you have Amazon Prime, you don't have to pay shipping ever. So there you go. And well, I think it's like $50 a year for Amazon Prime, which ain't bad. And you get free streaming. That's how I watch movies sometimes, other than our Plex thing. I keep trying to burp. I'm sorry. Everybody on Facebook right now is like, what's wrong with her? Is she going to barf?
So my thing, my thing is, and you know, I could have did a normal thing, but I thought to myself, you know, I'm not going to be an asshole.
Yeah.
So
yes, you will. Don't
I'm
lie.
On a motorcycle. I go to the gas pump. Now with a motorcycle, you can use You can go to the left side or the right side. Doesn't matter.
Oh, with the gas pump?
Yeah. I'm getting ready to go into the right side, and there's this car that is coming through right through.
Oh.
Using the fuel. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I could be a jerk and just...
Just pull right in front of him.
Right in front of him and use gas, but... Yeah.
Some of us would laugh and joke along with you, but then the other guy's left out to dry, right?
Right. So what I did was I went to the left.
See, tank. You are a decent human being.
Or, you know, how about when you're in the medium? And like I said, everybody, if you have stories, send them.
Yeah. If I want to hear it.
If you're at a stoplight and there's a entrance from a bank or whatever and people are trying to get out.
Yeah, you let them out.
Don't block that.
Yeah, don't block it. That's a, what do you call it? A D word move. Can we say the D word on the air?
I don't know.
I don't think that's allowed either. A penis move. That's what that is. So, yeah, just especially like driving. Like, I feel like people aren't really conscious of what's going on around them. And that's okay. So, traffic in general. Let's just talk people traffic for a second. Walking down a hallway. Let's say you and I are walking down a hallway. We're having a conversation, right? Hey, Joel, what's up? Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Goose.
There's another couple of people coming the opposite direction. And because we're walking side by side, having a conversation, you know, somebody should, like, get over and be like, hey, man, like, I'll walk behind you for a sec while these people walk past us. No, I can't even tell you how many times I've literally crashed into people trying to, like, get by them. And I'm just, like, I always say excuse me and stuff, but it's like, I mean, where's that line between, like, that's what I want to know. Is like, where's the line between pointing it out to someone?
Right.
You know, and just keeping your mouth shut.
Right. And
because I'm kind of one of those people that always just wants to be like, you are a jerk. Excuse me. You know, like that kind of person that is kind of obnoxious. But I tend to keep my mouth shut most of the time just because I'm a coward.
So just so everybody knows, I don't know how, but we kind of like lost connection. So we lost a few listeners, but that's okay. Me and Goose, we check this periodically. And if you have stories or comments, we'll reply back to
comment
you.
Comment even after Chad, we're off the air.
Chad
here.
Wrote, that's because you have options, Battle. They don't. Now, if you didn't have options of sides, would you have slipped right in? He makes a valid point.
When there's two sides of the pump?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, for instance...
Well, cars are, you know, they only have one side, right. Whereas the motorcycle, like you said, can do either or.
And you know what? So. It depends on if I was in a hurry. And if I was in a hurry, then... probably would be a dick.
Yeah.
But, you know...
Move! I need my gas! And, you know, in all honesty, though, like... I mean, I would be pissed if I was the car that you cut off or whatever. But, I mean, you're a motorcycle. It takes, what, like 2 minutes to fill up?
Right.
You know, so in that regard, like, it wouldn't be that bad. It's not as bad as, like, another car cutting you off.
Right.
But still, I would recommend not cutting people off at all. Ever, in any situation.
We got our seventh joiner. Michael Dunton! You have won a red t-shirt. And that's kind of cool. You know why? Because we went on a vet rally a couple days ago. And
was Michael there?
And he had a red shirt. And it's the only red shirt he had. And I'm like, oh, dude, you need to get an H-Train. And he's
look
like,
at you.
I don't have an H-Train shirt. And I'm like... tune in and listen and
well,
look at
now
that.
Now you do.
He just won. So congratulations,
good job, Michael.
Thanks
for tuning into the discussion.
Yeah, Chad, don't worry. I got you, man. Don't worry.
I have one more on my list here.
Chad, I got to bring this up, Goose.
Yes.
Chad, which I don't know if he's still watching or not because
hey,
we kind of lost signal. He is the one that created Beer 30.
Oh.
He's the one that started all of this.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so, but...
excuse me. I'm sorry. I've been fighting off a cold, you guys.
And then the last story, and I'm going to probably just end it with this, is...
Oh, I had one more.
Well, we can end it with yours. Oh, that's
good.
No problem.
Mine's
when somebody is having a wedding, or somebody says that they will DJ for you, It's probably not in the best interest, karma-wise, to invoice your DJ for their dinner.
Yeah.
That happened my third wedding.
Oh. Well, at least it was the last one. Third time's the charm.
Right.
So, yeah, that's just solid advice.
Yeah. And when people...
You feel like it should be common sense? Well,
right. And when people say, hey, look, you know, I'm not going to charge you, you know, even like a minister that does a wedding, you know...
Yeah.
They'll do it, but come on, people.
It's a slippery slope.
You just spent $8,000 on a wedding, and you can't fork out at least $30 for the reverend so that he can at least, you know.
Well, I mean, like I said earlier in our show, think about the money you saved with a free DJ in the first place.
Yeah.
So... All right, let's stop beating that dead horse.
Yes.
One more here.
One more.
And this is actually personal experience. I went out to breakfast with a friend of mine the other day. And we were sat in a booth, and there weren't like a whole lot of people there, but there just happened to be an older couple in the booth next to us. And the lady was like on a customer service line, like on speakerphone, like in the middle of this restaurant. You know, where people go to have private conversations and enjoy their meal, right? Well, this lady had it on full blast, and my friend was sitting, like, you know, on the same seat, but, you know, different booth kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, they were on the opposite side of the booth. Anyway, so he can, like, hear this whole conversation that this lady's having with customer service. He finally, like, goes to turn on his Pandora and, like... reciprocate the rudeness and like turn it up and like hold it over towards her, and somehow I convinced him to just like, you know, calm it down and like just say something to her.
Yeah.
And so instead he just turned around and said, excuse me, ma'am, like, we're trying to enjoy our meal, would you mind like taking that off speakerphone or
right,
you know, taking it outside or something? And she goes, like, she immediately was like, oh my god, like, I had no idea I was bothering anyone. I'm sorry, lady, you're on speakerphone in a public place. Like, that's one thing if you're, like, in your own home or, you know, even outside, you know, like, on speakerphone, like, that's fine. But, like, if you're in a public place where people go to, like, not be on their phone.
Like an elevator.
Elevator, I don't even get reception in there, so I don't know what people are doing on their phones in the elevator. But it's just the thing, like, you don't want... I don't want to hear your conversation.
Right.
You know, like, while I'm trying to enjoy my own conversation off the phone.
I think
personal conversation.
I honestly think they do that sometime as an attention.
That could be.
Like, they want to make sure.
I mean, this lady was,
like,
60 or something. Like, it wasn't like she was a young thing, like, on the phone, like, oh my god, girl, like, you'll never guess what happened to me today. Like, she was on... like a business call or something.
Right.
It was like, no, like, go to the office for that stuff. I don't want to hear it. And lastly on my list, leaf blowers are dumb. They don't do a gosh darn thing. Common sense.
With that being said, everybody, we're going to go to tribute to the troops.
Tribute.
And then music break. And then our final hour hit the 2-minute warning. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is... Tribute to the Troops.
Tribute to Troops. Sponsored by the Brotherhood of Veterans. Vets helping vets. Helping vets. Helping vets.
This is an MBR moment of heroism.
Sir, I don't know how to tell this story.
Well, you got to, Joe. You tell the American people what these men did here. You tell them how my troopers died.
Hey everyone, this is Brandy. Today we are honoring John Sidney McCain III.
81 of Cornville, Arizona, who passed away Saturday, August 25th, 2018. McCain served in the United States Navy from 1958 to 1981. He was a POW for nearly 6 years in the Vietnam War. He retired from the Navy as captain in 1981. He then entered politics, where he became a part of the U.S. Senate. He was also president-elect in 2000, but lost. In 2015, McCain became a chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee. McCain was highly decorated, including the Purple Heart. NBR on the H-Train Show with the Goose send our thoughts and prayers to McCain's family and friends during this difficult time.
All right, we're going to go on a music break. Brandy, thank you so much for that tribute to Truth Senator John McCain. We're going to go on a music break, and when we come back, it's a two-minute warning, so what do you have to do? Stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the H-Train Show with the Goose.
I'm Sammy Gallen. I'm a NASCAR analyst for Mile High Sports AM 1340, and you're listening to the H-Train Show.
All right, and we are back. You're listening to the H-Train Show with the Goose.
Hi.
Right here on NBR and IRN.
Hi, you guys.
Hey.
What?
Goose.
What?
It's that time.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, the two-minute warning?
The two-minute warning!
Oh, boy!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1. We have ignition. Strap in.
It's the two-minute warning!
What we learned today.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Sponsored by Common Ground Golf Course in Colorado. A place for all and all the game teaches.
All right, so.
Goose,
what did you learn?
What did I learn? I learned that glass frames cause glare. Yeah. I'm really sorry about the tribute today, guys. We tried to get this really nice frame to start framing the pictures that we...
Probably a bad idea.
...have been... Maybe we'll just take the glass out, because the frame is really nice, but as some of you saw on the Facebook Live video, we had a little bit of a glare, so...
Are we clear?
Yes, glass reflects. I learned that today. But in all seriousness, though, I do want to point out, a lot of people, I'm not sure about this whole John McCain thing or how people really feel about it. I didn't vote for him when he ran for president. I feel like I should have. Hindsight is always 20/20.
Yeah.
But the one thing that I can't, disregard as far as he goes is the man was a POW. What did Brandy say? For 6 years during Vietnam? That's unbelievable. And for someone to come back from that and to still... serve their country through, I can only imagine how frustrating it is to work for the government, in either the Senate or the House.
Right.
And, just for someone who literally gave his life to make this country better, I feel like that really says a lot to his character. And, I feel like that was a big loss for our country.
I think so too.
I'm sending out happy thoughts and hugs to the McCain family. You guys are a strong bunch of people. That's all I got to say.
When he died, I was at one of the weddings, and I said something, and somebody said something political-wise, and I'm like, look, looking at that. What I'm looking at is that he was a POW. He was a Purple Heart recipient. Rest in peace, John McCain.
Yep.
Rest in peace, soldier.
Yeah.
So that's all I've got to say about that.
Yep. But on a lighter note, everybody, we have an exciting couple of shows left here in our H-Train Show season. 4 shows left?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
4 shows.
We've got some exciting stuff coming up, though.
The only thing that I was going to say, what I learned is...
Oh, yeah. You learned stuff, too,
yeah,
don't you?
I learned today that when you walk through the front door, I need to take your coffee away and give you a Mike's.
Oh. Well, the coffee was... I haven't really had coffee in a while. Today was like... I mean, I have a coffee maker at home.
Right.
But, you have to buy the coffee to put in the coffee maker.
Right.
I haven't done that in like a month.
Right.
So that giant coffee that I had today when I came in, that's like the first coffee I've had in like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm bouncing off the wall still. And I have to work at midnight, so I might get one more of those before I go to work tonight.
Hey, Goose.
Hashtag radio life, everybody.
Next week, when we keep forgetting to do this with the preview, but next week we talk to Four Wheels to Heal.
Yes, we spoke with, who did we speak with? I've misplaced my notes again. We'll find out next week.
Yes, we'll find out.
It'll be great. We have to go.
We have to go. But with that being said, everybody, it is that time.
Time to go.
That's the show for today, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with an all-new show. Remember, you can listen to us again and again. The podcast is available right after we get off the air today. And don't forget to listen to our reruns on Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on NBR and Sundays on ironbroadcast.com at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And remember,
we are here for you, not for us.
Giving our veterans a voice.